test retest reliability of the three-cone test. Medyesh Raghi 1, BSc, Bonita Sawatsky 1, 2, 3, PhD, William E. Mortensen PhD 2, 4, 5. One program in experimental medicine, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 2 International Collaboration on Repair Discoveries, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 3 Department of Orthopedics, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 4 Department of Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 5 GF Strong Rehabilitation Research Lab, British Columbia, Canada. Abstract. There are assessments for measuring wheelchair user skills and propulsion techniques, however, there are no assessments of wheelchair maneuverability available for clinical practice. We developed a three-cone test would be quick and reliable. The aim of this study was to assess the test-retest inter-rater reliability of the three-cone test. A convenience sample of 5 wheelchair users and 17 able-bodied completed this study. Each participant completed 2 three-cone test trials approximately 2 weeks apart with a standardized manual wheelchair. Intra-class correlation coefficients, ICCs, for the three-cone test revealed excellent reliability for wheelchair users, ICC equals 0.97, as well as able-bodied population, ICC equals 0.88. The three-cone test is quick, easy to administer and reliable to implement in a rehabilitation setting. The reported ICC values for wheelchair users exceeded the required for individual comparison. This measure of maneuverability appears reliable, but further testing is needed to evaluate its responsiveness to wheelchair modifications. Introduction. Wheelchair mobility, which reflects all the activities and participation of wheelchair user, van der Woude, de Groot, and Jensen, 2006, is influenced by a variety of factors including user characteristics, e.g., skill and wheelchair characteristics, e.g., rolling resistance, maneuverability. Most maneuverability tests assess the linear propulsion ability of wheelchair users, Callahan, Nash, and Cowan, 2011. Cowan, Callahan, and Nash, 2012, or their manual wheelchair skills, Kirby, Keeler, Wang, Thompson, and Terrio, 2015, Smith, Giesbrecht, Mortensen, and Miller, 2016. One laboratory measure to assess wheelchair maneuverability is the turning resistance test, Frank and Abel, 1989. This measure can evaluate the performance of the front caster, but specialized testing equipment is needed, which is not commonly available in clinical settings. There are no clinical assessments that examine the maneuverability of the wheelchair, which is important. We developed the three-cone test to assess wheelchair maneuverability quickly and reliably. The purpose of this study was to determine the test-retest, inter-rater reliability of the three-cone test. Our hypothesis was that the reliability of the three-cone test would be considered reliable, thus having an inter-class correlation coefficient, ICC, of more than 0.80. Methods. 22, 19 years or older participants were recruited to participate in the study. Convenient sampling was used to recruit both wheelchair users and able-bodied individuals. Data collection procedure. All participants used an ultralight elevation wheelchair with a 4-inch caster to perform the three-cone test. The seat height was adjusted so that participants had adequate contact with the wheelchair rims. During the second session, the wheelchair height was adjusted to the same height. Participants came to the research center 2 times, approximately 2 weeks apart. Each participant completed 3 three-cone test trials during each visit. Three-cone test. Three cones were positioned in a straight line, 1 meter apart from each other. Each cone was placed at the center of a 50-centimeter radius marked circle. The starting point, point A, was set 10 meters from the first cone. Participants were requested to wheel from point A toward the cones in a straight line and then around the cones in a figure eight type pattern. After the third cone, participants going around the cones in the opposite direction and move toward the point B. Participants completed the three cone test three times and results in seconds of all the trials were recorded. Statistical analysis. Only data from the last, third, trial were used for analysis. To describe the sample, we calculated the mean difference as well as the standard deviation for the third trial of the baseline and second visit for both wheelchair user and able-bodied groups. We used an interclass correlational coefficient, ICC2, two-way mixed to calculate test-retest inter-rater reliability of the three-cone test for each group, wheelchair user and able-bodied, separately as well as all participants together. Results. Error. Not a valid bookmark self-reference. Provides the details of the participants. The total wheelchair users were older than able-bodied individuals. Table 1. Demographic table parameter, mean, count. Wheelchair user, able-bodied. Age, Y, 45, 28. Sex, male, 4, 9. Time since injury, Y, 20. Hours of WC use day, 11. The test-retest reliability results yielded a higher ICC2.2 for wheelchair user group, 0.98 for the wheelchair user and 0.88 for the able-bodied groups. Calculated ICC2.2 for all participants was 0.91 with a 95% confidence interval. Discussion. This study evaluated the reliability of a novel measure of manual wheelchair maneuverability. The observed ICC2.2 values in this study showed excellent intersession reliability for three-cone test and verified the presented hypothesis. The three-cone test is very simple to implement in any rehabilitation setting. In the future, the three-cone could be used to evaluate the outcomes of wheelchair-related interventions such as manual wheelchair maintenance programs, since caster maintenance is frequently part of these programs. Declaration of interest. The authors declare no conflict of interest. References. Callahan, M. K. Nash, M. S. and Cowan, R. E. 2011. Reliability and Validity of the 6-Minute Wheelchair Propulsion Test. 2824. Board number 123, June 3, 2000 p.m. 3:30 p.m. Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, 43-5, 797. Cowan, R. E. Callahan, M. K. and Nash, M. S. 2012. The 6-Minute Push Test is Reliable and Predicts Low Fitness in Spinal Cord Injury. Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, 44-10. 1993-2000, https://doi.org/10.1249/mss.0b013e318.25cb3b6. Frank, T. G., and Abel, E. W. 1989. Measurement of the Turning, Rolling and Obstacle Resistance of Wheelchair Caster Wheels. Journal of Biomedical Engineering, 11-6. 462-466. Kirby, R. L. Keeler, L. Wang, S. Thompson, K. Ontario, C. 2015. Proportion of wheelchair users who receive wheelchair skills training during an admission to a Canadian rehabilitation center. Topics in geriatric rehabilitation, 31-1. 5866. https://doi.org/10.1097/tgr.0000000000046. Kirby, R. L. Swast, J. Dupuis, D. J. McLeod, D. A. and Monroe, R. 2002. The Wheelchair Skills Test. A pilot study of a new outcome measure. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 83-1, 10-18. Kirby R. L., Smith C., and Parker K. 2016. Wheelchair Skills Program Version 4.3.3. Retrieved December 22, 2016, from http://www.wheelchairskillsprogram.ca/ang/index.php. Smith, E. M. Giesbrecht, E. M. Mortensen, W. B. and Miller, W. C. 2016. Prevalence of wheelchair and scooter use among community-dwelling Canadians. Physical therapy, 96.8, 1135 1142. https://doi.org/10.2522/ptj.20150574. Van der Wouwe, L. H. V. De Groot, S. and Jensen, T. W. J. 2006. Manual Wheelchairs. Research and Innovation in Rehabilitation, Sports, Daily Life and Health. Medical Engineering and Physics. 28.9, 905-915. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.medangfi.2005.12.001. Acknowledgements. The authors wish to thank all participants, PARC Facility, and ICORD Rehab Center.